Incredibly intelligent to the future. We are intelligent to the future. We are intelligent to the future. When we hear this, when we hear this,
Thank you.
again. They are the future. We are intelligent. They are the future. We are intelligent. They are the future. Where's the genius? Where's the real? All the people think we are.
This is episode 481 of the Anarchist News Podcast, a digest and or conversations on anarchist activity, ideas, and comments from the previous week on anarchistnews.org. This is for the week of August 22nd through August 28th, 2026. Note, noblogs.org sites are back up. Get them while you can. What's new this week? Dispatch from the emerging border wall blockade camp, Lochiel, Arizona, from Saguaros and Sabotage. Last week, we heard about an action against Fisher Industries at their office. Now we get more background information about the site that they're denuding in order to expand the border wall. Quote, "A lone tree sitter appeared in this tree, now affectionately referred to as Grandmother. Since then, a platform has gone up and a base camp formed just a few feet to the north of the tree on some private property of a supportive rancher. Dozens of people in the surrounding area have mobilized to maintain the camp and the tree sit, many of them becoming trained climbers themselves," unquote. If you're in the area, check it out. Maybe bring some snacks and water for the sitters. Fisher also apparently has operations in various other places, like Big Bend, Texas. Organization is encouraged.
Claiming responsibility for bar engineering attack in Duluth, Minnesota, from Anon. Quote, "Bar engineering is another thin coat of green on some of the most egregiously greenwashed corporations like Enbridge and Rio Tinto. If co-signing this destruction wasn't bad enough, they also suck at their jobs. They made frackouts worse and covered breach aquifers in concrete throughout Enbridge's Line 3 project and will continue to elaborate on the damage of the Line 5 project Enbridge is currently doing in Wisconsin and Michigan," unquote. Note, offices are flammable and hammerable, apparently.
Banner drop in solidarity with Juan Alis de Vega from Dark Knights. A very ill man imprisoned for two bank expropriations and a death is supported by a banner drop. The expropriations are defended here, but no mention of what happened with the death. A choice I find a little curious, but okay.
Announcing Wolfie Landstriker's Dancing into Oblivion, Poetic Explorations of Dying. From Distinctively Dionysian by Fiona. The announcement of a new book of poetry by the ever-poetic Fiona. Quote, "In Dancing into Oblivion, Poetic Explorations of Dying, Wolfie carries this much further than an argument could. This is a book about dying written by someone who refuses to grant death the metaphysical grandeur usually given to it, who takes away its crown, sa grande cérémonie, and asks what is actually there. Across 90 pages of poems, death becomes dissolution, movement, appetite, decomposition, disappearance, laughter, eroticism, sorrow, earth,
ocean, and oblivion.
The self appears intensely and unapologetically as mine, yet never as something fixed or eternal. Wolfie's individual is a momentary constellation, a specific flow of elements, ravenous for experience, precisely because it will end," unquote. Nice to hear that Wolfie has friends around at a time that can be quite lonely.
At Anarchist Bookstore, news of NYC socialist leader's 1.5 million home met with shrug. From Gothamist by Elizabeth Kim. A nothing burger of a story. I don't know why I started calling things nothing burgers. It fills a distinct niche in my word ecosystem. Who knew? About a non-anarchist group not being judgmental about a member of their political party having relative generational privilege. I mean, does speak to a question about how and when we gauge each other's practice versus palaver, but every dumb media story can have significance if we care to find it. Yes, I use the word palaver. Moving on.
And nothing burger.
Ugh.
Very similar. Portland anarchists play camera destruction bingo. From Street Roots by Henry Brannan. Street Roots is, quote, "a weekly investigative newspaper sold by people experiencing homelessness and poverty to earn an income," unquote. The sympathetic article reports on recent shenanigans and the photos thereof, quote, "We found that it took us less than 30 seconds to climb the tower and smash all of the cameras, destroy the solar panels and write a message and slash the tires of the trailer," the anonymous post continued. "We got our inspiration for climbing the tower from another communique," unquote. Many links provided for those who have been hiding from all the increased surveillance and monitoring.
The Anarchist Info Shop from Malatesta's Substack at anarchistgroup.substack.com. So-called Malatesta is working on a book about anarchist activity and projects, apparently. This talk with someone who works at an anarchist social center in Bristol is a, quote, case study, unquote, on working at an info shop, and it will be in that book. Quote, plenty of people who are anarchists at heart but don't know about anarchism are waiting for you to set up an info shop and radicalize them. I see info shops as a way to reach individual people and talk to them about anarchism, and also as part of movement building. As anarchists, we don't want to rent billboards or buy advertising space, but we must reach people somehow. So yeah, please consider starting your very own friendly local anarchist info shop, unquote. Benign. Maybe.
Project A, a documentary about anarchist projects today, from autonomies.org. Okay, this week's unannounced theme is projects that are 101 friendly, for real. This introduces and sort of reviews a documentary in German about anarchist projects in various places in Europe, from a refugee center in Exarchia to protests against nuclear energy in Germany to Spanish anarcho-syndicalists having a big office, etc. Quote, this isn't a documentary for seasoned activists, but rather a way to introduce anarchist ideas to people completely unfamiliar with them. For this reason, it can sometimes feel a bit simplistic, and we would have liked to see a deeper exploration of the debates within anarchism, or the inclusion of other organizations with a longer anarchist tradition, albeit smaller than the CGT, such as the CNT. Nevertheless, it remains interesting to hear the activists who share their vision of an existence independent of the state and its structures, based on equal rights and with the goal of a solidarity-based and community-oriented economy. Unquote. There's a link to the documentary on collectiva.media if you understand the languages or just want to see the projects. Pretty, pretty anarchist projects.
Black Powder Poetry, a collection of poems written by Flowerbomb from Warzone Distro. So, how do people get better at things and continue producing things so that they can learn and also contribute to stuff they care about? How do we nurture folks? Is the only nurturing we know how to do the nurturing of tougher skin? How do we talk about things we appreciate with sounding, maybe mostly to ourselves, like the posy assholes we want nothing to do with? Maybe that's just me. Anyway, y'all know I'm not a poetry person, but I absolutely support finding ways to express ourselves in less linear, less expository, more other ways. So you go, Flowerbomb, and all you other weirdo folks who may be even more shy.
The role of insurrectionary anarchism in contemporary hacktivism. From anarchoguac.substack.com, an old article by anarchoguac that, on the way to talking about the interaction between internet libertarians and anarchists, gives some history of anarchist thought beyond the Enlightenment stage most are at least somewhat familiar with, and cross-culturally. Not a 101, but certainly 101 friendly. Plenty of interesting stuff here. Quote, perhaps the best way to differentiate between hacker groups outside of their motivations is to investigate their strategy. Ultimately, what is the difference between anarchist sabotage and digital sabotage? Our answers may lie in the overall relationship between violence, authority, and organization as it deals with the individual and or the group. Anarchist sabotage, ideally by definition, pays no allegiance to a nation-state if it is adhering to itself. In other words, the definitions and interpretations of anarchism themselves are the motivation for those who act within it, not an exterior relationship with one's own country or even personal motivations. This provides us with an analytical framework to investigate an anarchist hacker's mind and not a moralistic one. If a hacker